Well, the wrestling world in shock today. Former champion Chris Benoit found dead in his Atlanta home along with his wife and young son. Police now treating the discovery as a double murder-suicide.
Listen close and listen clear. You cannot stop me now.
Welcome along to a new feature here on WrestlingPundit.com, and that's the Wrestling Pundit podcast. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube and want the MP3 because you're going jogging or whatever, I don't know what you do with your MP3s, the link is in the info box below to download that. And we're going to start this podcast off with a series of episodes looking at the Chris Benoit tragedy and some of the theories that surround what went down that day. And this is really a supplement to a blog post that I wrote a few weeks back now called The Chris Benoit Conspiracy. And it was quite well received around the internet. It was linked by Deadspin.com. The guys at Reddit Squared Circle seemed to like it as well. So I thought this would be a good topic to kick off the podcast. And just to break it down for everybody, what we're going to do is take an aspect of the Chris Benoit tragedy, whether that be a conspiracy theory, a debate about whether he had roid rage or whatever, and we're going to get to the bottom of it on the podcast, go through some news articles, some scientific studies, various bits of information, and hopefully you'll go away with a confirmed perspective or maybe a new perspective if you wasn't privy to all the information that's out there about the Benoit case. But it is still an interesting topic. People are still writing about it. They are still calling into radio shows asking about it. So I thought I would do a podcast series breaking it all down. So here we are, episode 1 of the Chris Benoit Files and episode 1 of the podcast. And we're going to be looking into the mysterious Wikipedia entry. What is that, I hear you say? Well, 12 hours or so before police reported that they found the dead bodies of Chris Benoit, Nancy, and their son Daniel, somebody edited Chris Benoit's Wikipedia page, because obviously anyone can go into Wikipedia and make changes, and they changed Benoit's page before anyone knew he was dead and wrote the following. Chris Benoit was replaced by Johnny Nitro for the ECW Championship match at Vengeance, as Benoit was not there due to personal issues stemming from the death of his wife Nancy. Basically, revealing ahead of time that Nancy Benoit had died. That's quite an eerie thing to have happened, considering, like I say, not long after this entry, within hours, the bodies of all three of them were found. And this isn't something that was just made up and posted on an internet forum somewhere. We'll get to a lot of that rubbish in other episodes. But Wikipedia actually has a very detailed archive system. You know, you can go back and look at all the edits of every page that's pretty much ever taken place. So if somebody has gone in there and edited it, you can go and see that. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm showing you right now, that's the page. Somebody really did prophetically state that Nancy was dead before anyone actually knew that she was dead. So basically, the page was edited at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So this was following the Vengeance pay-per-view that Sunday evening, or into the Monday morning, the early hours. And by all accounts, Benoit was scheduled to defeat CM Punk that night and take the ECW title. That's always been the theory anyway. And he was always scheduled to be in the match. But he was replaced because he no-showed. And he was replaced by Johnny Nitro, John Morrison. So this Wikipedia entry has kind of been collected with lots of other information, some interesting, some just complete made-up nonsense. And it's basically used as evidence that there was a cover-up or that Benoit was murdered by other people, and, you know, it wasn't a double murder-suicide by Benoit, but all three of them were murdered and Benoit was framed. There's lots of different theories out there. You know, Kevin Sullivan did it. We'll definitely get to that in an episode. And in fact, this aspect of the case does get even more interesting than that. Not only did somebody somehow prophetically make a Wikipedia entry saying that Nancy had died shortly before they found out she had been murdered, but the IP address of the person who edited the page came from Stamford, Connecticut, which is, of course, the same area as WWE headquarters. So you can certainly see why some people's alarm bells are ringing. That's gold for people with inquisitive minds. You know, what the hell's going on here? The trouble is, you've got to put it into some kind of context. And the editor of that Wikipedia page himself actually has spoken out about what he did. And this is what he wrote on wikinews.org, which is like the sister site to Wikipedia. You can start threads and discuss Wikipedia topics and things on there. And this is what he said in a thread that was started when all this came out after the pay-per-view and people had read the edit and found it quite suspicious. This is what he said about what happened. I just want to say that it was an incredible coincidence. I had heard about Chris Benoit no-showing vengeance because of a family emergency, and I had heard rumours about why that was. I was reading rumours and speculation about this matter online, and one of them included that his wife may have passed away. And I did the wrong thing by posting it on Wikipedia, despite there being no evidence. That's a plausible story. The guy's an internet fan. Obviously, news broke that Benoit no-showed the pay-per-view, because he obviously wasn't on the pay-per-view, so everyone who tuned in would have realised that and been Googling and speculating about why that was. And it would have been all over every wrestling news website. Now, earlier, before the pay-per-view, Benoit had been in contact with friends and WWE officials and said that his family had food poisoning. And I think when he rang up the office, I'm not sure whether this was the office or friends, but I think it was when he rang up the office, he said that they were in hospital. So it's even possible that somebody like Dave Meltzer had something like that on his news feed, saying that, you know, inside sources, Benoit family hospitalised with food poisoning, that's why he missed the pay-per-view or whatever. It doesn't take a massive leap of logic to think that this guy was just reading the internet, perhaps some of the speculation in the comments below the articles, and just decided to vandalise a Wikipedia page saying that Benoit's wife had died. It would be more suspicious if there was no pay-per-view for him to miss and there was no news of Benoit being, you know, missing or at least no showing the pay-per-view. That would have been more suspicious if out of the blue he just came up with this. But every single person tuning into that pay-per-view and looking online found out that Benoit was not there for some reason. So it's not that much of a jump for somebody to vandalise Wikipedia. It happens all the time. And another part of this, you know, when I see people posting about this mysterious Wikipedia entry, whether it's on YouTube comments or on Reddit or whatever, they'll say things like, oh, well, why didn't the police investigate this? Well, they actually did. They went to the person's home, they seized his computer, they interviewed him at the police station. You know, they did everything that was required of them, and there's no reason to think that they cut corners with this. Irv Mushnick, who, you know, a long-time critic of pro wrestling, written a lot of books, he managed to, I guess, freedom of information or whatever, he got the actual footage of the police interrogating this Wikipedia editor, and I'll put clips of that maybe at the end of the podcast. But just to summarise kind of where that police investigation went, here's an article from Associated Press. the Wikipedia poster who flummoxed investigators by announcing the death of wrestler Chris Benoit's wife before police discovered the murder is a 19-year-old Stamford man and wrestling fan, authorities said. The man, who lives with his parents on the east side, allowed detectives to take his computer and videotape their interview with him Friday, police said. He was very cooperative, said Captain Richard Conklin, head of the Detective Bureau. He will not face charges, police said. It appears the posting was a coincidence, just as the man said Friday in an anonymous apology on Wikinews, police in Stamford and Georgia said. So yeah, the police did investigate the matter. They seized his computer. There was nothing on there that they found to implicate this young man. There was nothing on his computer, no messages between him and the so-called murderers or whoever might be involved in the conspiracy. There was no indication that his parents worked at WWE headquarters or anything like that. There's nothing to go on. There's no connection anywhere. And you may say, well, the police just didn't investigate properly. Well, what are you basing that on? You can't just assume the police were in on it or were completely incompetent. What extra evidence is there that would lead you to believe that this was more than a coincidence? There really isn't anything. It would be more believable, if you think about it, if the edit was made sometime after the police found the bodies, but before it was publicly announced. So say the police found them and sat on it for a while, and then told the public later on. Then you could speculate that perhaps news spread unofficially, like maybe an officer told his wife and she told somebody at the store, or a neighbour of Benoit who saw everything unfold, you know, discussed it in a chat room or something like that. Then you might have a case for something, for this being more than just a coincidence. But this happened before the police found the bodies. So that would mean the teenager had to know about the deaths or be in on the deaths themselves. And if you're going to allege that, then you're going to need a hell of a lot more evidence. What puts him at the scene of the crime? Did anybody see him? Any eyewitnesses? Is there any forensics? You know, there was no sign of anybody else in the house. There was no evidence found in the house of this teenager. And I think the single most glaringly obvious problem with any theory about this guy, knowing in advance, is that why the hell would he tell everybody on Wikipedia, oh, I've just killed somebody, let's tell the whole world, leave my IP address out there. It doesn't make sense, that would be the last thing on his mind. And you've also got to remember that he didn't even get it right. He said Nancy died, he didn't say that Chris and Daniel also died. He didn't say anything about three people. He said Chris missed the pay-per-view due to the death of his wife. So his prediction is only really a third correct. So I think we'll wrap it up there. This mysterious Wikipedia entry is definitely one of those intriguing bits of information. But when you get down to it, it really isn't that bizarre. His prediction was only a third correct. It was after Vengeance, so speculation would already be online about why Benoit wasn't at that pay-per-view. Police seized the guy's computer, interrogated him, and chalked it up to a coincidence. And at the bottom of it all, there's no explanation as to why he would have even gone on to Wikipedia in the first place to do this if he knew something or was actually involved. You have been tuned in to the Wrestling Pundit podcast. I am the Wrestling Pundit, Keelan Balderson, and I'll catch you next time when we'll take another look into the Chris Benoit files. Dun-dun-dun-dun. How cheesy is that?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Greenberg, could you sit over here? We're going to videotape the interview.
Okay.
All right? Camera's rolling. It's right behind the window. Okay. Pull this out of the way. I'm Tim Dolan. Okay.
Hi, Steve.
You're Steven. And you're Matthew, right?
Yes.
With one or two T's?
Two.
Okay.